is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 87. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll
Yo,
to the front.
What it is,
roll
what it is, front. What is happening with my dance teachers out there. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. This is episode number 87, and we got lots of good information for you again. If you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is a hip-hop dance teacher podcast, resources, and we go over class structure. And actually, this is going to be the second time that I've done the podcast like this, but I'm actually recording this podcast before I do the Facebook Live. And then once I record the Facebook Live, I'll put a link to the podcast in there. And shout out to everybody tuning in to the Facebook Live videos. Just thank you so much. I mean, it went, the views, it was like as soon as that live video went up. I mean, I think it's already almost at 400 views. So that just lets me know that my teachers are out there paying attention, watching, absorbing the information, and it just, you know, encourages me to keep putting the information out there. So thank you so much for that. So you can get the podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on my website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. You can get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just type in Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, and it'll bring you right up. So, all right, real quick, before we get into the podcast, I just want to give a super, super duper shout out to Watts Dance Studio down in Bristol, Tennessee. We had a great, great time weekend there. We did some workshops. Actually, my wife and I both went, and she did contemporary jazz and some technique. And I did some hip-hop classes for the mini juniors as well as the teen seniors. And we did combos and techniques as well. So it was great. Great time. Came back refreshed. Lots of good ideas. And that was my last workshop of 2017. I actually have two schools coming up in December. We're going to go do school assemblies December, I believe, the 20th and 21st, so it'll be right before Christmas, but I'll be in New Jersey and also in Pennsylvania. So shout out to Academic Entertainment. And if you listen to this podcast and you are a school teacher or know any school teachers or principals, please pass my information along to them because the assembly is great for, you know, especially like kids who don't dance at all. That, you know, here at the at Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast world, all of my teachers that are kind of listening, we know, like, the language, the verbiage. We know what happens when we say 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, you know what I mean? But there's a whole group of people out there that have no clue that this world exists but like to dance, right? So I go in, and the whole kind of theme of the assembly is dance lessons. Teach life lessons. So I'll talk about basically all the stuff that we know and do every week, and kind of share that, how that ties into them being a good student, being successful at what they do, pushing forward, and they dance and have a great time. And so definitely check that out. You go to the Academic Entertainment website and look for Zonda Kids Dance. You can find me there, and all the information for booking and contact information is on that website. And what else? Oh, the new single. I told you I was gonna do it. Teaching the Cobra Wave to the kids. It's called Body Isolation. It is out right now on SoundCloud. And I have already, actually this morning, I did everything to get it prepared for iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Music. And so it should be there. I'm gonna say if not by the end of the week, definitely next week. So check that out. Body Isolations. I actually used it in my class at Watts Dance Studio, and it was great. The thing I like about this song Actually, I think what I need to do, too, is do a Facebook Live of just me showing how to teach the song, kind of what to do. Because there's an in-between part where I actually have them do the cobra, but it doesn't say that on the song. The song just deals with the isolations of the shoulder, the chest, the shoulder, and the back. So that body roll movement. So definitely check that out. I might do a Facebook Live of that song, me just teaching that. If so, I will let you know. And yeah, we can definitely go in on that. All right, so this podcast is titled, I'm going to call this one the Dry Erase Marker Podcast, because yesterday when I came into class, there's already, it's like some of you who've been watching the Facebook Live videos and the YouTube videos, you see that on the mirror, there's some writing on there. I don't know if you can necessarily tell what that is, but my wife actually put that on there, and it is it's a clock, and it basically is seeing, like, everybody goes up to the clock, and it has numbers on there, and then they do, you know, like a développé, and you see how high it goes, what number, and then they mark it. And then my wife's doing a contest where whoever hits that 12 o'clock, so that's, you know, straight up, and hold it there, foot point and everything like that. Whoever does that out of all of the students, they'll get a prize. So I think the first prize was like a milkshake. The second one was some Skittles. So something, you know, like that. And the kids are like pumped about it. They're like coming in, oh, I can't wait to do the Devil to Pay contest. And there's also, if you go on my YouTube channel, there's a song that I've recorded. I don't think it's on Spotify yet. I think I just released it on YouTube, but it's called the Devil of Pay song, a good drill song for them. I actually did it for my wife, and I'm going to put out an album because I've been doing all of these songs for my wife, for her classes, so I'm just going to put out an album with a combination of those in one spot called Miss Jenny's Class. That's it. That's all it's going to be called, because she's always like, send me this song. I can't find the Devil of Pay. I can't find the Lay Catch, so I'm just going to do a whole album called Miss Jenny's Class, and it'll be for Miss Jenny, my wonderful, darling wife, as well as all of my teachers out there who are looking for. So some of the ballet stuff, the run, jump, forwards, basically everything that I have that's not hip-hop that I did for her, I'm going to put it on that album. So stay tuned for that. All right, so anyway, Devil Pay is on the YouTube channel, Christopher Tyler. You can check it out there. So, so I got inspired by that. I was looking up because I came into class, I was actually a little bit exhausted like earlier in the day. Normally I'll kind of prepare and I'll know what I'm doing, but I didn't have any ideas or nothing. And then I actually went to, there was a dance teacher that I follow. I was a dancer and a teacher, and he's doing some workshop. I think it was Baby Tight Eyes. And I seen where he was teaching some workshops. I forget where he was. He might have been overseas. But he had a dry erase board, and he wrote down all of these crump terms. And it was just the basics, too. So I knew that he was teaching a basic crump class. So I was like, that is great. You know what I mean? And then he talked about in the post just about how, you know, it's important to educate the students and, you know, kind of go about teaching that way. So I was like, dope. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to take some of the things that I normally would just put in a combo form, and I'm going to do a terminology class on some of the basics that they should know. But then I'm also going to have them explore those moves. So I'm going to kind of see what their vocabulary is, if they know these terms. And then once we do that, I'm going to have them execute those terms. And then I'm going to see where they go with it. And then after that, the goal is to expand that vocabulary. But it's just that particular vocabulary. So not a whole bunch of moves, not a whole bunch of combos, but the actual, some of the actual moves when it comes to popping, ticking, waving, gliding, and stuff like that. So I'm going to give you on this podcast basically everything that I wrote down, and I'll go through. And it just so happened, I mean, last week had the number 7 in it. I think it was 7 popping moves. This one, same thing. I came up with 7. I think I stopped at 6, and I wanted 7. So I put another one down there, and which I actually didn't even get to because the number 6 one we got to, we spent like most of the class on that. So when they come back for the next class, we're going to dig into the last one. But let me break it down to you. So number 1 The first thing that I wrote down on the mirror with my dry erase marker is arm hits. Arm hits. So it's like when you are squeezing your muscles and just doing, and I'm not even talking about adding the shoulder. You can, because that would be included in the arm, but I'm not talking about the legs or using the abs or any of that. Just straight up arm hits. So knowing how to squeeze the forearm, how to squeeze the tricep, how to squeeze the bicep. So I wrote that down, and then I asked the class, I said, who knows what an arm hit is? They raised their hand. They told me the tensing and relaxing of the arm muscle. So I was like, okay, show me how you would do arm hits if you were freestyling. And so I put some music on. I think actually the first one I didn't put music on, I just had them doing it. I did a little beatbox for them. Boom, 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 doom, boom, right? So they started doing the arm hits. Then, so once I got established that they have the vocabulary, then I said, now, what if we started doing those arm hits? So instead of just standing looking in the mirror, what if we did, you know, I just want your mind to open up. Like, what if you changed your level and dropped down on one knee? Can you still do arm hits? Yes. What if you're sitting down? Can you still do arm hits? Yes. What if you're laying on your back? Or your stomach, can you still do arm hits? Yes. So I was like, now I want you to try it. And I don't want you to just think I'm looking in the mirror and I'm going to go right arm, left arm. But I want you to explore arm hits and I want you to be moving around in different locations. I want you to go high. I want you to go low. Try it again. So we did that. So that was great. That opened up a little bit, because what I'm trying to connect now is once you have the terminology, now I want you to turn it into dancing. So you got to turn, know what an arm hit is. You've done the arm hit. Even for my teachers who are listening out there, the arm hit is when you're tensing up and releasing the muscle, which is a pop or a arm hit, and you're doing it in the arms. There it is. So number two, second thing that we went over was the chest pop, where you just shoulders go back, boom. But we also did the chest pop going in, where it's like a collapse, boom, where it goes backwards. So you do the same thing, chest goes out, boom, chest goes back, soup. Like that. So we worked on that. And then the same thing. I said, we did one in a combination. We had a combination we did the other day where we did a wave from left arm to right. The chest went out. It a double chest pop. Boom, boom. And then it kicked in and released the wave back to the left arm. And it was done with a tracer. So a tracer is, if my, like I'm using my right hand, and as the wave goes through my left hand to my chest, the right hand is following that one. So we did a series of chest pops. Had everybody do it, and then I had them find, I put music on this one, had them find different pockets of the music to do the chest pop in. So you might want to hit on the bass, like boom, cat, boom, 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 or you might want to snap it on the snare, boom, doom, doom, hit, boom, boom. You might want to do a combination of both, out, in, out, out, in, out, out. In, out, out, in, out, out. You know what I mean? Finding that. Or you might want to find a chest pop rhythm on the hi-hat. So you're like, right? So using the different sounds in the music, still executing the chest pop. So not just limiting yourself to, I'm pulling my shoulders back and I'm throwing my chest out as big as I can. It's like, once you learn that, then how do we add that into dancing? Right, how do we add that into the musicality of whatever the music is telling you to do, you follow. So that was number two. Number three is animation. So, you know, I kind of, and each one of them did the one animation move, which was the animation walk, tick, tick, drop, tick, tick, drop, which reminded me that I need to go more into animation on a weekly basis. So you're going to see some of my teachers out there, you're going to see me dive more into animation, because the question that I gave to the class was, what can you animate? And then, you know, some of them was like, yeah, you can animate walking, you can animate. And I was like, so they gave me different answers. And then they said, there was one student in there, name's Andrea, and they was like, Andrea said something. She said something real low, but she wasn't too sure of it, and I didn't hear her. So they was like, Andrea said something. She was like, no, I didn't. She had her hands on her shoulders, and her head, you know, kind of shook back and forth. And then I said, exactly. And she was like, what? Wait, what? And I'm like, no, exactly. Like, that move that you just did, not even dancing, but just saying, no, I didn't, and shaking your head, you can animate that. So I was like, the answer, the correct answer is, You can animate anything, any type of motion that you're doing or that you would do. It can be animated. So you can take, like, you know, there's one that Mr. Wiggles would always do. Like, if you just take the motion of checking the time on your watch, you bring your arm up, you check the time with your finger, you put your arm back down. What would it look like to animate that? So you break that into little pieces. Da, 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 boom. Da, 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 boom. So you're using your arm hits, your isolations, but it's quicker. Like da, 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 it kind of moves like that. So that was good. So we start experimenting. I was like, now I want you to think about things you can animate. Use your imagination. Like, you know, show me what it would look like to animate throwing a baseball. So you da, 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 oh, throw it up and hit it. You know what I mean? So getting them to explore now, you got the terminology, you know what it is. Now let's make it fit your body. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, it's not easy to do anyway. So it's one of those things where you just got to keep going. But this, it showed me on animation that it's something that I need to kind of jump more into. All right. Then number four, waving. So we talked about waving. I was like, you know the wave. Who knows the 12-part wave? They raised their hand. Who knows the 8-part wave? None of that. So I said, now let me see you wave. All right. So everybody just kind of stayed here. They gave some angles, blah, blah. They did doubles and singles. I was like, now, let's open the mind up just a little bit. What if you did waves that were continuous? Like the waves didn't stop. What that looked like? So immediately, the vocab that they had already, it challenged them to think about that. Like, how can I make this wave go nonstop? So there's one wave that we used to do back in the day. Shout out to Keith Sperling, if he's tuning in. Keith Sperling, I actually learned this wave from him. But it would go, it looked like a bicycle chain type vibe. So you'd be like here, boom, you go out, and you can go in any direction. But it had that vibe to it. So kind of showed him that. And I was like, how can you do waves that would keep going? I was like, and I didn't even specify if it was an arm wave or not. It could be a body wave. It could be an arm wave. You can use your legs in the wave, but try to connect those. So we did some drills just connecting waves. So don't just go left to right and then boom, into the wave. Make it connect left to right, touch the head, down the body, left foot, over to right foot, into right arm, throw it, foot, and left, back up, and up, you know what I mean? But you connecting those waves, because when you're freestyling, you want to try to put together like a series of moves that you want to connect them. You don't want to just be like, I'm walking out to the circle, I'm waving, I'm done, goodbye. You know what I mean? You want to have like some type of flow to what you're doing once you get your vocabulary down. So waving was number four. Number five, tutting. Same thing we did. And everybody, they did basically every tut that I've taught them. You know, it could be the box. It could be, you know, I've seen some people do these, you know what I mean? So I said, but I want you to explore some minute on different tuts. So show me some different ones, you know. Go down, boom, come up, boom, go back down, boom, make the box upside down, make the box again. You know what I mean? So spend time, because what I'm trying to do is exercise the muscle of being creative within your vocabulary. So taking what you know. And I also told them, when you see, you know, be able to read the room. So when you see somebody doing a certain tut, something that you like, because we're just dancing and we're vibing, take that and then build on that. All right, so then after tutting, we did that. And then number six was the glide. Now this was a great one, because I talked about gliding. I said, who knows how to glide? Everybody's like, this has always been the most challenging one. But something great happened in this class. So we start talking about the different glides. So it's like you got the one that goes to the side, the one that goes around the world, the backslide or the moonwalk, the walk against the wind. So we start dealing with those, right? And then we talked about it, yes. And then I was like, okay, now show me. So it's like, oh, goodness. One girl in particular, one of my seniors, shout out to Kate. I said, Kate, show me the around the world glide. And she's like, and so her upper body language was like, I do not know how to do this. That, you know, but her feet She had been training so much. And what I've been doing with the Glide, I try to put it in every combination now. Because I know that that's one of the things that they run from. They're like, I can't do it, and so I'm not going to try. I was like, no. I'm just going to keep finding different ways to put it in combos that you learn, dances that you have. And then on technique days, we're going to work on the fundamentals. And so she did it. Her upper body was like, I guess. But her feet were, I mean, she was killing the glide. And it surprised. I was like, Kate looked at this and was like, oh my God, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You know what I mean? So that showed me something. Now, I told Kate, I was like, Kate is almost, she's about to graduate now, right? I started teaching Kate that move when she was 5, 6 years old. Did not register that whole time. Now, the thing that I didn't do is once the student or my students in general, like if I felt like, you know, if they were like, I can't do it, it's hard, don't want to do it. Instead of sticking to the routine of wanting to them to learn these techniques, I would get away from it. I would stop doing it basically because I was like, they don't want it. It's too hard. I don't want class to be boring. I mean, you teachers know what I mean. So, and we've been dealing as a company, we've been dealing with lately sticking to your routine and being consistent, no matter what that is. Eric Thomas, shout out to ET, the hip hop preacher, had an Instagram message the other day where he was talking about this. Your success is based on your routine. Whatever you do daily, whatever routine you have, that's where you're going to find your success in. So we decided, like I told you in another podcast, these things that we're talking about, the arm hits, chest pop, animation, not just in hip hop. But in, you know, the ballet techniques going, it's like, I don't want to do ballet today. We're doing it because we're sticking to the routine. But I said to the students, I was like, can you see a difference this competition season in your dancing and how you look on stage and your scores than last year when we didn't stick to that routine all the way through? And he was like, yeah, absolutely, 100%. So I told him this. I said, now, Kate's about to graduate. I looked at Kaylin, which is one of my little ones. Shout out to Kaylin. And I said, now, she's going to be able to get it at 5 and 6 years old because we're sticking to this routine. We're going to make sure that Kaylin doesn't get turn 18 and still go, I can glide. If you can't glide between 5 and 18, it's not going to be because we didn't teach you how to or we didn't stick to the program. It's going to be because you mentally shut down and said, I did not want to do this. So we kind of started working on it. And then my wife actually jumped in on it. She's like, I'm going to see if I can get this. All right. So the way, and then more people started getting it during the class, but this is kind of what I did. So I had them start off in fifth position. I had them lift up the right foot, push it open to a second. And then right there, I was like, so that's one, two. Here's the trick, is dragging that foot in. So I was like, you're going to put your weight on your left foot. It's going to stay turned out. And then it's going to turn in, and the right foot's going to come to it, but it's going to be turned in all the way back to fifth, and then it's going to, feet going to turn out. So if you get that middle move, you got it. So right there, we had so many students like, oh, I'm kind of getting, I mean, and this has been years of me showing it one or two times, running from it, not going back to it, and then wondering why they can't glide, right? So we did some time on it. So we did the same thing. Didn't go as much on the moonwalk or the backslide or even around the world, because once I realized that we were getting breakthrough with that side glide, then we kind of worked that. So that's number six. And then number seven is the shock wave. And we talked about the wave going through your arm, but then it looking like a shock. So we talked about squeezing the muscles, but we didn't get to it because we were out of time. But that's what I'm jumping back into. So for my teachers out there, the shockwave, I will show you that on the Facebook Live video. So definitely stay tuned to that. If you don't catch it live, you can catch it in a replay. But I will go through all seven of these. And so definitely check it out. So that's the end of this podcast. That's all I got. I'm going to go ahead and record this video and get up out of here. But thank you for tuning in. It's been great. It's been awesome. You get this podcast on Podomatic.com. That's Podomatic.com, as well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Like, comment, subscribe, share it. And yes, so dance teachers, stay encouraged. Keep doing what you do. Stick to the routine. That's the word for the rest of this year and next year. Routine and staying consistent. Do your routine. Stay consistent. And there it is. It's your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.